If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are back here in the studio. We've been covering a lot of really kind of broad topics around the show, but today we're talking specifically around something that you as a listener have heard me rant about before, which is innovation commercialization and how hard it really is to take that idea. And turn it into a meaningful impact of an innovation in the marketplace. Today, we have a different perspective on that. It's not just about the innovations happening inside of businesses, but how do you take innovations that are occurring in research institutions and turn those into companies, products, services that has broad impact? Today, we have two guests with us, Flavio Lobato and John Dorizio. I'm going to pronounce that wrong, and I'll apologize for that right up front, guys. But welcome to the show. Appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having us, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you so much.
So give us a little bit of background. You guys are taking a little bit of a different approach to taking a look at trying to commercialize innovations from research institutions. And as we talked before we started the show, I shared with you my background in the late 80s and early 90s of trying this back then, and it got really frustrated in the whole experience. But you guys also have taken a little bit of a different approach. But give us a little bit of background on your own backgrounds and the company that you're with. So, Flavio, why don't you start us off? Give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Sure, Phil. Thank you for having us again. So very quickly, my background is in finance. I was in Wall Street since the 90s in places like Goldman and Credit Suisse. And later started and worked in the hedge fund industry where managed quite substantial amounts of assets. You know, my firm went through an exit, and basically 5 years ago, we began to look into this space.
And John, give us a little bit of your background.
Yeah, so my background, just always been passionate about the startup world, seeing creative problems and finding unique solutions to those problems. So really being hands-on, and that's taken me from founding a business incubator in Naples, Florida, to social business development opportunities in Haiti, and then obviously technology commercialization out of the Midwest.
So tell us a little bit about your firm. How'd you get started, and what do you guys focus on?
Sure. So Ecove comes from the Tupi Guarani. I'm actually Brazilian, and that's the native language of, you know, where I come from, and it means growth. And it's like that is initial part of life. And this is exactly what we're trying to do. You know, given, you know, my background, we looked at the technology commercialization market and saw that there was a massive opportunity here, but really very little in terms of commercialization, almost $70 billion invested every year in basic research to universities. And I think the latest numbers that we have is that less than 1% of that actually invested in commercialization. At the same time, as you probably well know, the VC, the venture capital industry, is going through a transition where it's really moving away from early stage investing, and a lot of the money is now going towards much later stage. So, you know, the ability of technologies or early stage companies to get funding is just much harder. So that so-called valley of death, is very alive today. So what WeCove really does is really bridge a gap between lab and market, and do so with a lot of support that we can, you know, talk a little more as the show goes on.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You mentioned it, $70 billion, 1% ever gets commercialized. I probably would argue back when I was doing spin-out technologies from the University of Illinois, it was, you know, 1/4 of that, about 0.25%. But so the market, albeit has moved, it's still a huge challenge, though. What's the biggest hindrance from getting, you know, you got really smart researchers in all these universities. What's the challenge? What's the stumbling block to get something out of a university and actually turn it into some kind of a commercial success?
John, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I think there are a number of factors, Phil. One, you have an institution that it might not be set up with a structure and a mindset for commercialization. So you look at how the incentives are aligned, and the way that ECOVE tackles that is bringing individuals, the stakeholders, the universities, the researchers, the inventor team, on and having them continue to develop the technology or the company with us. So creating that early incentive and alignment is critical for the first stage of what we do.
I think it's interesting. I mean, one of the challenges we had back when I was looking at this, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, was the some of the state laws actually prevented professors from benefiting from their research because they were technically state employees. So you had all these, you had these great researchers, and are you going to give up tenure to go try to do commercialization to avoid getting sideways on conflict of interest laws?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, that's a big problem, and still exists today. And to some extent, the IP is owned by the universities and not the researcher. So what really the researcher is getting at the end of the day is a piece of the royalties or that the university ends up getting. But really, it's not really a motivating factor for them to walk away. And to be honest, most of them do not want to walk away, right? They're not business people. They want to do what they love to do, which is research and invent and really innovate. And what we've really come together is with a structure approach where, first of all, we're not looking at one-offs. So, you know, it's not a approach where we're coming to XYZ University and we're looking for a one-off deal. We're looking to build a long-term relationship and build a partnership with the university to help them identify, you know, the incredible technologies that are in development. And then, you know, we do a lot of vetting. You know, we have a very, you know, sophisticated team within ECOVE that, you know, vets these different technologies. But at the end of the day, it's aligning, you know, like John mentioned, and making sure that the inventor is also, you know, a part of it, not necessarily, as involved in the day-to-day of the business, but that he has that alignment of interest through the new company that's created. And a lot of the work that we ended up doing on the development of the technology is through the university, through the labs, which also, you know, goes really well within our strategy of lowering costs and leveraging the existing infrastructure that's already in place.
So when you're vetting, because that's the, you know, you've got a lot, you said $70 billion of funding goes to universities for research. What do you look for? How do you identify from your vetting process those characteristics of things that would be ones that you would select? What do you look for?
Yeah, so, you know, even to step back on that $70 billion, right? I mean, we have another layer on a strategy, which is we decided, you know, first of all, we go to the source of innovation, and the other one is we go where very few people are looking. So from our perspective, we're not going to the coasts. We're not going to, you know, New York or Boston. I mean, I'm very involved, with HBS. I'm part of the angel network at HBS and advise, you know, on the student advisory board of Harvard iLabs. So I see a lot of that, right? They don't need my help. I mean, they're doing fine. But, you know, when you look into the Midwest, right, specifically, you see 25%+ of that $70 billion is invested in the Midwest, right? However, that valley of death that I mentioned before is greatly exacerbated in the Midwest because whilst 25% is invested in terms of R&D, only 3% of venture capital dollars are actually invested in the region, right? So when we looked at that statistics, we said, okay, this is where we want to be, because there's, you know, incredible innovation. There's an amazing infrastructure, right? So that's the first layer, right? We're based in Columbus, Ohio, and we've decided to, you know, set our, you know, initial operations in the region. Second of all, we've structured our startup nursery with basically, right now we have three verticals. We're launching a fourth vertical. The first vertical is STEM, science, technology, and math, med tech, primarily regenerative medicines, and agri tech, and we're launching a fintech vertical by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You talked a little bit about the startup nursery. Give us just a quick highlight of what is this startup nursery? What is it?
Yeah, the startup nursery is basically our way of tackling this problem by bringing in all of the resources. So the global network that we've developed over the years through various endeavors, bringing in stakeholders, bringing in inventors and experts in their fields to continue the development, to add that extra layer and that extra firepower that's needed to get this from lab to market. So that's also, you know, a service model that we have access to centralized accounting and legal and intellectual property and all of the different various components that a startup would need.
Yeah, I like the term nursery, because you always hear about incubators and accelerators. You don't need the incubator. You need to grow it in the form of whether it's an agricultural nursery, you're in a greenhouse growing it, or you got a baby idea that you got to mature it. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation here, and don't be going anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Kiro Innovations. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Kiro Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're picking up our conversation with Flavio Libedo and John D'Orazio from Ecove, which is a kind of, I don't know how to describe you guys. I'm going to try to think about a title for you. I don't want to use it as research commercialization. What do you guys call yourself? When you describe what you do in a name, what is the name you use?
It's venture development.
Venture development. Actually, that's it. I like that. I like that. Yeah. Now, it's interesting that you guys have you've picked up on the, you know, you don't need to be at the coast. There's plenty of risk capital there and expertise and resources in the Midwest. In fact, I did a show back right around the first of the year where I was in Paducah, Kentucky, in the mobile studio interviewing and a husband and wife innovation team there doing some really interesting work. And I'm a big believer that everything doesn't have to happen. I spent most of my career when I was CTO at HP in Silicon Valley, but there's a lot of great work going on all across the country. So talk a little bit more about the Midwest. What are you seeing? What are the institutions you're engaged with?
Sure. So we're based in Columbus, Ohio, like I mentioned to you before. So, you know, our initial relationships that we developed was, you know, naturally with, you know, the Ohio State University. I mean, it's just, you know, an incredible institution, and as you well know, one of the largest research, you know, institutions in the United States with about $1 billion in basic R&D every year. You know, down the road in Dayton, Ohio, you have Wright State University that's connected to the Wright Brothers Institute, which is really the Air Force. You know, you have the AFRL, the Air Force Research Labs, laboratories, I mean, with another $4 billion or so. And then you have incredible, healthcare and R&D and, you know, in places like, you know, the James Cancer Center, you have Cleveland Clinic, so on and so forth. So Central Ohio boasts $6 billion a year in basic research. So, you know, we don't need to go really very far to find some, you know, incredible technologies and you know, to bring it to market.
Yeah, I mean, you happen to pick. Well, I would have probably persuaded you to go to Urbana-Champaign for University of Illinois, but I'm biased in that situation, right?
Well, you know, we're just getting started, so you know, we definitely see that growth path coming, and we'll be expanding our reach, very quickly.
Well, it's also interesting, and we saw this at University of Illinois when I was doing commercialization with them, about the number of students who leave. You know, if you've got grads or postdocs who are doing some really interesting research and they want to commercialize, they think they have to go run to Silicon Valley or to Boston, right, or to Austin in order, right, to commercialize it, and you lose a lot of brain power that's educated, yeah, locally but leaves the area.
Right.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, and in a lot of cases, that's kind of, you know, forced upon by, you know, the industry, right? I mean, you know, they, you know, the VC industry wants them to move to the Valley. They want to be close to where, you know, companies are going to be located. So historically, that has been the case in a very significant way. Our thesis is that, you know, that is not the case. We think that there is just a lot happening. There's, you know, I think, you know, the numbers in terms of engineers per capita in the Midwest are some of the largest in the world. So in terms of infrastructure, it's just, you know, fantastic. And it cost us 40% less to run a company in Columbus, Ohio, than it does to run it in the coast. So it's a huge cost advantage, especially in the early days.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I live in Colorado now and not in Silicon, and not in Silicon Valley. We have a staff of about 200 here, and we can operate much more efficiently here than we could ever in the Valley. The
absolutely.
But some of the challenges of these commercializations is you get them to a certain stage, but you still are going to need to bring in outside capital. Mm-hmm. How do you think about that after you've got them in your nursery and you get them to a certain stage? You're doing early stage funding. How do you bring together that network of later stage funding so that you got a clearer funding model to sustain these growing businesses?
John, should I take that?
Sure. I think that's more appropriate.
Yeah, so I think that's what's very unique about what we built. Even though, you know, Ecove is based out of Columbus, you know, our reach is global. And that is, you know, through the partnership that we have in place. You know, myself, you know, I was part of an $8 billion, you know, hedge fund in my previous life, and you know, very successful, you know, career over a 25, you know, year, you know, span in finance. So during that lifetime, I built, you know, incredible relationships all over the world. And we've been able to bring in almost $30 million of direct funding to our companies without pretty much having $1 coming from VCs. So it's all, you know, leading families and family offices around the world that, you know, believe in what we're doing, believe in innovation. And, you know, it's kind of the cherry on the pie on the entire model. So, you know, we have, you know, one of our, you know, we can talk a little bit more about that, but the latest round for one of our companies had investors coming from 10 countries.
Wow. So it really does give a global view to the opportunity, not just the, you know, the typical regional VCs like, do you go to Morgenthaler or in Cleveland or Frontenac in Chicago or something like that?
We're definitely not regional, you know, you know, like us, you know, I think it's important to note that, you know, the innovation is coming from the Midwest. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the best final location for the companies are going to be in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. You know, we have companies that are based in New York, you know, in the Valley, in China. I mean, it's really a global opportunity.
And I think, Phil, also that it gives us a reach into the other side of it. So how do you match these technologies to industry and ask the questions about market readiness and who cares really and how do you want to implement this technology? So our previous backgrounds working with industry have allowed us to open those doors and build those relationships to help essentially work those technologies into the market.
Well, I think it's interesting because you guys have the specific verticals. And one of the challenges we had in commercialization was product market fit. You had an innovation. Right. Innovation does not equal product and does not equal market fit. It's attaching that product market fit that determines success or failure, correct?
Right. Yep. That's correct. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I was going to say that's a huge part of our vetting and validation phase of the business, where we're looking at this technology and asking those hard questions, working with the inventor team to see what's really out there, doing intellectual property disclosures and research and really all of the groundwork that you would need to do that a traditional startup would go through.
So we're going to take another quick break here, but there's two questions I want you to think about while we go to commercial break, come back in the next segment to answer. One is you know, you talk about a little bit about the services you provide to the company. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But then I'm interested specifically on a couple of examples of your companies and kind of the process they went through. Because ultimately what I want to give the listener today is a little bit of insight on how they could do a better job of preparing themselves for avoiding some of the struggles that even your companies have experienced. So,
absolutely.
So when we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Turn to Lowe's for great deals on all kinds of Father's Day gifts to make Dad summer. Help him cut down on his yard work time with up to 20% off select outdoor power equipment. If you're looking to add a little flavor to his Father's Day, a new grill is just the thing, because now you can get up to 30% off select grills. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're continuing our conversation with Flavio and John, the founders of Ecove Capital, which has kind of a unique, different model on how, on commercializing the innovations from research institutions, such as Cleveland Clinic, Ohio State University, Wright Center, and many others. But before we jump in on talking about some of your sample companies, give me just a snapshot of why are you guys different, right? You describe yourselves a little bit differently, but I want to make sure I get it and the listeners get it. What do you guys do that's different?
Well, Phil, I think the key concept here is, first of all, the people, right? So, you know, John and I, together with Rodolfo Bellesi and Dr. Rob Lee, founded Ecove. So we have a very complementary team with different skill sets, but also is a founder mentality. You know, when we're getting involved, you know, there's an IP, there's a great idea, there's a lot of R&D that has been invested into this technology, but there's no companies. We're going in, and actually, once we identify and vet the technology, we bring it into the startup nursery. I mean, we are building a team around that technology to launch it as an independent startup company, right? And that's critical because we're in at the early days. We're providing, you know, de-risking the business along the way using our different skill sets of the different founders, from, you know, legal, accounting. You know, Dr. Rob Lee was a chair of the Electrical Computer Engineering Department at Ohio State. I mean, so we're very lucky to have that type of let's say team around us to make it successful. But the founder mentality is critical.
So one way I guess I would describe it also is you are active capital versus yes. passive capital. It isn't yes. isn't a pay and pray kind of a model. You are in it to try to ensure that success.
Yes,
yeah, I don't
absolutely.
Think capital is the answer in commercialization because there already is so much invested. It's really more of this hands-on mentality of how do you execute on this in a really tough ecosystem? How do you bring resources to bear to really go through what a traditional company would go through to execute their product and vision to market?
So, hey, John, why don't you give us an example of one of the companies that you guys have worked with and tell us a little bit about them and some of the experiences of going through this whole process.
Yeah, so one unique one, Flavio mentioned we do some work in med tech and regenerative medicine. A number of years ago, we partnered with a private research group here in Columbus, Ohio. And they have basically an electrospun polymer technology that replicates the extracellular matrix. So that sounds, you know, nice and fancy, but what it allows us to do is allows cells to express naturally. And so, for example, we have an application in wound care where we can regrow hair follicles. This is a product that has had 9 years of development, multi-millions in funding, and we recently got it through FDA approval back in March. So a huge milestone, but really bringing a lot of our talent and resources and just execution expertise to bear to make that happen.
Well, getting FDA approval is a key milestone, right? We've done some work with some companies doing laser work. Kim McNicholas, another host here at the Innovators Network, has been working with some companies. We've had them on here on the show. But, man, the FDA hurdle can be just absolutely daunting. Is that part of what you did with the nursery then, was to help them through that process then?
Absolutely.
Dave Lavia, you got another example of another company that you guys have worked with to give us another kind of insight on how you work with them?
Yes. It's actually our first baby, our first graduate, let's say, of the startup nursery is a company called Nikola Labs. And Nikola Labs is homage to Nikola Tesla, of course. And, Tesla was taken, so we went with Nikola. And basically, what the technology does, let me just step back. I mean, we're not just picking technologies for technology's sakes. We have a top-down macro view of where we see the world going, right? And technology teams that we look at, and one of the key themes that we see is the advent of IoT, the Internet of Things, right? So Internet of Things, by 2025, the expectation is to have 75 billion sensors, that are all over the world. And basically, through that, there's a new advent called smart cities, smart homes, and I call it Smart X, right? And the only reason it's called Smart X is because you have sensors attached to stuff, right? And these sensors are communicating with the cloud and providing data, right? The problem with this is that now you're going to have 75 billion devices. And first of all, how are you going to power those devices, right? You cannot really hardwire this stuff. And what are you going to do with batteries? I mean, you're just creating a monstrous, problem in terms of maintenance, right? So we've selected, wireless charging as a way to express our view into taking advantage of this macro theme, which is the advent of IoT, right? And our technology, which was developed at the Electroscience Labs at Ohio State, which is one of the most successful labs of its kind in the world, has the ability to power low-power sensors from a distance, up to 30 feet. So, we do have a key technology that is going to enable a major team to develop, right? And that's what really Nikola Labs does. And that's how we think. I mean, we have this top-down process, and then we match it with a bottom-up identification of the technology that's going to go and make that and express that view with that macro team, so to speak.
Well, it's interesting that you picked them as the example, right? One is if you're an engineer, you should know that Nikola Tesla's big thing was wireless transmission of electricity.
Yeah.
And I'm located here in Colorado, albeit mm-hmm. he did the experiments in Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. where he mm-hmm. would put out the huge lightning bolts in an attempt to try to figure out a way to transmit electricity.
That's very appropriate.
Very appropriate. And it's interesting, you got kind of a wide range of interests, though, right? Everything from biomedical to, this interest. What are, we got maybe another minute here. What are some, why these? Are there particular things that you see coming over the horizon that you think ECO should be playing?
Another great, AI. It's another, everyone talks about, artificial intelligence. Our play in AI is through behavioral AI, it's really understanding human behavior to predict, decisions. And we've been able to successfully predict elections, we're testing it in the stock market, with brands. I mean, it's just unlimited possibilities. Robotics is another great theme. I mean, we see industrial robotics as a huge theme going forward, and we have a technology called Circle Wave Drive that is a key component of industrial robots, basically 40% of that cost structure, and we're going to disrupt that industry. So it's really interesting. We're not forced. We're using our own capital, so we're not in a rush. I mean, we are able to really spend the time and the money and the resources and build the right teams to really identify that and launch these very successful startups in deep tech, right?
I think that's key because, in the case of innovation, patience is the one thing that tends to be the lacking portion of this, right? We think we can manage a timeline when there's still discovery that has to be made at some part in the process of turning that into a product. So what's next for ECO? You've been around for 3 years. You've got 10 companies. You've created $150 million in equity value. What's next for you guys?
You know, I think what's the last, is going through an exit. And I think that will happen over the next 12 to 18 months. We'll be able to prove out the entire concept and then slowly expanding the nursery to other regions and testing that out. I think that, you know, this is a global opportunity and there are many places around the world that also need this type of resources. So, you know, we have a plan over the next 2 to 5 years to really have, you know, different areas, you know, based in Asia, you know, Europe, so on and so forth, to take advantage of this global opportunity.
Perfect. So people want to follow you real quick. What's the best place for them to keep track of what you guys are doing at Ecove? We just got a few seconds left.
Our website is ecovecapital.com. You know, check it out. We have a lot of information, you know, and if you're interested, reach out to us. We'd love to talk about, you know, what we're doing and hopefully, do some stuff together.
Perfect. We'll have all those links up in the show notes over at Killer Innovations. Flavio, John, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to join us here on Killer Innovations. For those of you here listening to the show, don't go anywhere. The next segment is our 5 minutes to new ideas. It's the new segment, new format, trying this out to give you some actionable help in generating that next idea that leads to a killer innovation. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
This segment of the show I call 5 Minutes to New Ideas, designed for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about yourself and your business by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. Get your notebook out and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. Once a product is sold, it's pretty much out of your control. You may have an idea why people will buy it and what they will do with it, but the most you can ever do is just guess. So why are you assuming that you know what your customers actually likes and values about your product, and how they use it to solve problems they have? One of my favorite blogs to read when I have downtime is IkeaHackers.net. IKEA Hackers is just what it sounds like, a place where people can show off the ways in which they have repurposed and customized IKEA products. Some of the hacks are pretty impressive for a DIY home engineer. Example, hanging a bed frame to the wall so it can flip up like a Murphy bed. Others are similar and much simpler, in fact, such as using printed curtains as fabric for a dress. Still others just are creative genius. For example, the financially strapped parents of baby twins who created a feeding station by cutting 2 baby seat-sized holes in their IKEA kitchen table probably deserves a job in the design and innovation department at IKEA. These hackers are an extreme and sometimes funny example of unanticipated uses. But I use them here to reinforce an important point. It's easy to lock yourself into thinking that you fully understand who is using your product and how they are using it. There's the reason the question, quote, who is my customer, end quote, is not a killer question. It sets you up to get an obvious and easy answer rather than forcing you to look outside of what you know to be true about the people who use and appreciate your products. I myself have experienced this disconnect between how I assume my product is used and how it is actually used. My wife and I had a favorite bakery near where we lived in Silicon Valley. The bakery was a small operation that makes great cakes and cupcakes. It's one of those places where there's always a line out the door on Saturday afternoon, and my wife loved to take her time, which means that I spent a lot of time there too. Now, back around 2010, we stopped in to grab a quick snack. As we contemplated vanilla versus chocolate, I noticed an HP TouchSmart set up on the corner of the counter. Now, naturally, I went over to check it out. Now, the TouchSmart was the first PC that users could interact with by touch. It's got a ton of applications. A busy, overscheduled family can use it as a hub computer for the home, running their calendars off of and coordinating and communicating with one another. My wife uses hers while she cooks. She goes online to find recipes and coupons or to check her email. Sometimes she entertains friends with a streaming music or plays Mahjong while they hang out in the kitchen. Designers and artists such as the contestants on Project One Way can use it to digitally sketch out images and ideas that need to be easily and instantly shared. However, in all our design and marketing meetings, it had never occurred to us that the TouchSmart could be used as a customer-facing kiosk in the retail market. Yet this is precisely what the owner of the bakery had done. He had bought a TouchSmart and had written his own simple sales application. Each image, be it chocolate brownie or a three-tiered wedding cake, clicked through to an ordering screen. The customer could customize their orders at their leisure and place it without waiting in the extremely long lines that this bakery had. I was impressed, to say the least, and stunned that we had missed such an obvious use for something we'd worked so hard on. In the following weeks, I shared the story with anybody who would listen and suggested them to go to the store and try it out for themselves. The teams took that input and developed a TouchSmart version that would support a kiosk offering. Today, if you go into Sam's Club or visit Chicago O'Hare Airport, you'll see the TouchSmart kiosks in action. So what should you take away from this story? The person buying your product doesn't see it as an end solution. They see it as a tool that will help them solve their problem. For example, I hate this tiny bakery. I can't hold or display everything I'm capable of offering. I'm losing out to bigger competitors. When I physically print out pictures and put them in a photo album for my customers, they get grimy, dirty, unappealing in a matter of weeks, yet I don't have the time to swap out the pictures on a regular basis. I need something simple and efficient that will showcase my wares, take orders when I'm too busy. That's the problem for this bakery. Your customer looks at what you're developing as a tool for them to achieve their objective. I love being surprised on the job, and our local bakery showed me something I'd never considered. Now its owner doesn't think he did anything that interesting. To him, it's a completely logical way to address his need. The fact that it never occurred to us to offer a TouchSmart as the solution didn't stop him from figuring it out for himself. So, figuring out who uses your product in a way you never intended can unlock new opportunities you would have never considered. You want to potentially double your sales? Go out there and ask yourself, who is using my product in a way I never intended, and how are they using it? Now, don't stop there. Ask yourself, what problems, needs are you looking to address? Are you so tightly focused on what you believe your customers' problems and needs to be that you are missing out on potentially huge opportunities? How could you identify existing customers and observe how they use your product? Is there a way to give your potential customers an opportunity to play with and use your product without giving them specific parameters for how, when, and why they should use it? What ideas do they come up with? If you are willing to listen, your customers will tell you what they see as the value from what you are offering. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join in. If you have any comments or suggestions, drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. Now, the reason I've been doing this show since 2005 is to pay back my early mentor by paying it forward. My first mentor, Bob Davis, invested an immense amount of time in training and coaching me, which had a major impact on my career. When I went back and asked him how I could pay him back, he just laughed and said I couldn't. I had to pay it forward. If I could ask for a favor, could you help me pay it forward? How? One, give us a rating wherever you get your podcast, as that helps spread the word. And two, by telling others about the show. This episode of Killer Innovations was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find the show notes and the entire show catalog over at killerinnovations.com. I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, go out and change the world with your killer innovation. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.